From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, a topic of interest.
Honey, did you find that book I left for you?
Yeah, I found it. It's in my bag.
I really like that story, but I want you to tell me what you really think of it. Your honest, unbiased opinion.
Okay. I'll be completely disinterested.
Well, thanks a lot.
What?
I won't bother recommending anything to you anymore, then.
Well, what did I say?
Our subject today is a pair of rather confusing words, uninterested and disinterested. Catherine Winter, a correspondent with the American Radio Works documentary unit, suggested this topic. According to the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, the word uninterested means simply not interested.
My friend invited me to the opening of a new restaurant, but frankly, I was uninterested.
The students in the class seemed completely uninterested in a discussion about Renaissance art. Too bad for them.
As for the word disinterested, the Oxford Dictionary of Current English defines that word as not influenced by personal feelings or impartial.
A good referee takes a disinterested approach to every game.
Readers trusted the film critic for her disinterested way of writing reviews.
Not surprisingly, the Oxford Dictionary of Current English includes a usage note warning speakers and writers not to confuse the words disinterested and uninterested.
Well, that seems pretty straightforward. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, I told a friend I'd meet her for coffee.
Well, it's important to point out an exception that the research uncovered. Fowler's Modern English Usage points out that the word disinterested was actually used to mean uninterested back in the 17th and 18th centuries. That usage went into hibernation for a couple hundred years, but then it resurfaced in the 1970s.
That's totally weird.
Yes, although the same thing pretty much happened with ruffled cuffs and collars.
Good point, but there's not any logic to any of that.
Well, there's actually a little bit of logic to it, at least as far as the word disinterested is concerned. The prefix dis can mean not, as in disorganized, so people confused disinterested and uninterested. Fortunately, Fowler's, just like the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, recommends restricting disinterested to mean impartial and uninterested to mean not interested. When possible, we on Grammar Grader like to provide tips or hints to help keep confusing words separated. Now, we'll admit these hints are kind of silly, but anything goes in the world of mnemonics.
Uninterested, which means not interested, begins with U-N-I. Think of those as standing for you not interested.
Disinterested, meaning impartial, begins with D-I-S. Think of those as meaning don't involve self.
And there you have it.
Honey, I'm sorry I got upset with you the other day. I thought you were saying you weren't interested. Turns out disinterested just means impartial.
It's all right. I figured it was just a communication thing.
Well, I'm sorry about that. You were actually agreeing with me.
Don't mention it. Oh, by the way, I've got a book to recommend to you.
Really?
Uh-huh. The Dictionary.
Yeah, I deserve that.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this week's episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English and from Fowler's Modern English Usage, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Bridget Murphy. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Our editor is Jen Houck. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.
How droll.